Well, again, welcome back here to Maynard High School. Both teams continue to warm up in what we expect is going to be an exciting contest, the number 2 and number 3 seed here in the district, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, Mammoth Spring Bears. Of course, the winner of this one will play in the championship tomorrow night. We'll take on Ridgefield Christian. And Ridgefield Christian, impressive.
And their was great.
And their win earlier. They are
big. I didn't write down that score, but that's a pretty big win.
They are big and they are quick, very athletic team. I can see why they're the number 1 seed in this tournament with the Hillcrest Eagles, the number 2 seed. And, of course, Hillcrest ranks 5th in the state.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what Ridgefield's ranked, but they've got to be ranked in the top 5, I would imagine, with their roster and their record on the season. The Bears and the Eagles getting ready to tip it off here in about 2 minutes. Want to take just a second here and say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Again, we remind you, you can watch the game tonight. And how do they do that, Hayden?
Well, you can go to ecomnewsnetwork.com. Just click on, I think you just have to scroll down past the little banner there.
Yeah.
And find the live stream right there. Join the coverage. Watch the game. Listen to the game. And again, ecomnewsnetwork.com, the live stream tonight on the website is being brought to you by the Mammoth Spring School District. So be sure you get on and you can watch every play of Bears basketball here in the postseason.
All right, very good. We are just about set for the tip-off. We'll take a quick break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
And again, welcome back to Maynard High School. We are just about set for the tip. Here between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, this is the fourth meeting on the year, but none of them as important as this one.
Exactly.
This is in the district semifinals. The winner advances to the championship. You want to do as well as you can in the district. The other side, the other district that we're going to face next week in the regionals, it is strong.
It
got
is.
The number 1 team in the state in the ICC Cougars. You've got the Viola Longhorns. I mean, several very good teams over there. So the Bears want to try to win this district. We want to win it anyway.
Exactly.
But want to win this district, and they got to get by Hillcrest to have a shot at it.
Well, you know, Mammoth hosted that 22-12 season. The 22-12 season conference, 8-4, 8-3 at home. Coach Godwin and his team has had a pretty good one. But I mean, you can't talk about Hillcrest. I mean, they have done. Tremendous.
26-4, 11-1 in the conference. Their only loss to Ridgefield Christian. Bears have the basketball on the tip. And we'll try to get the starters as we go here. Of course, the Bears, their regular 5 out on the floor. They start Cole Young with the basketball, driving hard to the basketball. Cole Young with the first two of the game. It's Cole Young along with Zach Quinn, Alex Merrill, Justin Skaggs, and Clint Lester. Right now, number 23, that's Caleb James, good ball player. Throws it in the corner, and I can't see over there behind the referee. Looks like number 10, that is Delaney. He gives it to Nunley, back out to Delaney. Delaney, top of the key. Pass over number 33, that is Doyle. That's Grayson Doyle. Back out to James. James makes the shot, kicks it out. The three-pointer on the way is good for Doyle. Excuse me, Bryson Doyle. I think I said Grayson. Bryson. Bryson Doyle with the first three of the game for Hillcrest. Mammoth Spring down 1 here. Just a minute in. Cole Young to the basket again. Push it up, push it in. Cole Young found something he liked there.
Taking a move.
Drive to the basket. That's what the Bears need to do. Take it at them. Get them in foul trouble. Caleb James now with the basketball. James on the dribble. They cut him off. He gives it to Doyle. They kick it around the outside. That's Delaney. Baseline. Driving under. James was going to be fouled if he went up. We'll see who it's on. I believe it's on Clint Lester.
And we were talking in the pregame stuff a little bit. Coach Godwin likes to take these teams that like to push it down the floor, get it inside. Coach Godwin likes to slow them down, take their tempo away, and use it on the offensive side of the basketball.
Right. Wants to play Bear basketball. He don't want to play, Hillcrest screaming Eagle basketball tonight. It's just too good a team to run up down
right.
the floor with them. Caleb Jennings at the line. Makes the first, makes the second.
You want to talk about five players out there on the floor? You've got five. I mean, I'm not calling mammoth kids non-athletic. Every single kid up there, I mean, probably could run a 5 and 50 and
they're
break a sweat.
Yeah, they are very athletic. And there we go. Oh, Cole missed the layup that time. He had his third layup, but that one he couldn't get to go. Nunley back the other way. He'll throw the ball across the floor. Three-pointer on the way for Jay.
Wow. That was a good shot right there.
He's a good basketball player. Just a couple of times I've seen him play.
Bears got to get out on him.
5 points for James, and it's an 8-4 Hillcrest lead. Mammoth friend with the basketball. Lester to Skaggs. They swing it around to Flynn. Now to Merrill. Alex with the basketball out to Lester. Lester drives in, kicks it out to Flynn. Back over to Young. Cole Young has all four of the Bears' points. Just missed the layup. He drives in, kicks it out. Into the corner to Skaggs. Back out to Young. Bears patient here on offense. Coach Viswider over here. He's yelling out instructions for his team. Quickly back the other way as the Bears turn it over. They swing around the outside. Delaney for three. That was off the mark, but it's picked up by Goyle. He can't get it to go. And the rebound's chased down by Alex Merrill. Alex, we're going to get in the paint. Puts it off the glass, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Alex gets it, kicks it out to Young. He'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Nunley. Almost stolen by Cole Young. Quickly back up the floor. Delaney gets it into the corner, back out to James, and they're right up at him. Don't want to give him any room at all. Nunley drives to the basket. His shot is blocked. But they're going to call a foul on Alex Merrill.
Good foul by Merrill there, not allowing the and one attempt.
Alex challenging the shot. Don't want to get the Bears in foul trouble here, though, early. They've got a little bit more depth than they usually do.
They
still want to keep those starters out there as much as possible.
You know, they've moved up the junior high from this year, and I was looking at it, and Nathaniel Rogers and Gavin Boddy both scored their first.
Yeah.
What? I mean, Gavin Boddy had a heck of a game.
He had 5 points in that last game. They scored their first points on a senior boys team. Of course, they were all district on the junior boys team.
That's right.
In that tournament, all district tournament.
And they won that district tournament.
They won the district tournament. Good pass underneath. Brett Lester gets the position inside.
On nice play by the senior there.
Alex Merrill found him underneath, and it's back to a three-point ball game, 9-6. Down to 4:26 to play. Ooh, almost a walk there by Doyle. He come up on his tippy toes. James with it. Drives, spins, pull-up jumper. Good defense there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. They really challenged that shot. The ball's going to go out of bounds just last by Hillcrest.
Bears down by three here. Got a chance to tie it back up.
And I like the way the Bears are playing defense here.
I do
too. They're really aggressive. That's what you got to do against this Hillcrest team. Merrill with the basketball out on the floor. Gives it to Lester. They work it around. Skaggs with it on the lane to Young. Young drives down the lane, kicks it out. Moving the ball around the outside. Skaggs will hold on to it for a minute. They'll set up the offense. They'll run the play here. Lester with it on the wing.
Is this where they're slowing down that tempo?
Trying to find that open shot. Cole Young looking inside. Gives it to Flynn. Right back to Cole. 3:37 left first quarter. It's a three-point Hillcrest lead. Alex Merrill standing out at half court. Looks like he's going to back up here and kind of figure out what they want to do. Young with it on the wing. Young drives in the lane. Fake. Gets it back out to Merrill. Good defense here by Hillcrest, too. We talked about the Bears' defense. But Hillcrest really played good defense there as Nunley with a block shot. Merrill picks it up. And we're going to get a charging call on Alex Merrill. That's his second. So Alex picks up two quick fouls. That was a pretty good, not holding nothing against Hillcrest. That was a pretty good acting job. It looked like Alex popped. But the guy went flying backwards. Of course, those of you watching online, you can see that. And it didn't look like he hit him that hard, but he sure fell back hard. With a basketball, Caleb James. but I'm not out there. I'd fall harder than that. James with a basketball. Drives down the lane, hands off to a teammate. Shot up and in. Who was that? Number five. That's Clinton Unley. He just checked in. Coach Godwin wants the timeout. 11-6. Hillcrest on top. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network ESPN.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Maynard High School again. The Mammoth Spring Bears trailing the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles 11-6, a 5-point Hillcrest lead. It'll be Bear basketball. And Alex Merrill's still in the ballgame. He's picked up two quick fouls.
Merrill's got to be careful here.
Yeah, they have to have the senior on the floor. Cole Young with the ball gives it off to Merrill. To Flynn. Bears run a little bit of a weave outside there. They give it to Lester. Now over to Flynn. Flynn hands to Merrill. He thought about the three. He's way out behind the three-point line. Didn't take it. Now crossover. Goes in the lane. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by James. Caleb pushing the ball across half court on the dribble. Drives in. Kicks it back out. The pass is stolen by Cole Young. Good defense there by Young. Cole with a nice defensive play. Bears with the basketball back on offense, down five. Down to the two-minute warning here in the first quarter. And almost a steal, and is stolen. Clint Nunley with a steal. He'll flip it back to Trevor Nunley, who will fire the three. That's no good. Donnelly with a rebound. Back out. Shot on the way, a three-pointer from Caleb James. Bears have got to get out there on offense, on defense, excuse me, and get out there. They're going to shoot some deep threes in this ballgame.
And Caleb James already with eight quick points. He has eight of their 14, and it's a eight-point lead. Bears with the basketball. Merrill with it, fakes the drive, and we're going to have a blocking foul, I believe, on Clint Nunley. Quick call for the foul. His first. Justin Skaggs will inbound on the sideline for the Bears. Mammoth Springs, Alex Merrill with it. Thought about the three. Gives it to Lester. He drives baseline. Head fake. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice play by Clint Lester.
Bears had to get a score on that one.
Clint had a really good ball game in that last game, and looks like he's going to continue it here tonight. 4 points for Lester. Bears back on defense. Number 10, Delaney with the basketball. Looking for help. First to high post to Nunley. They swing it around to Doyle. Back to Delaney. To Doyle. He drives in, kicks it out. They swing it around. Nunley. That's Trevor Nunley with the pull-up.
Good outtake right there by Nunley.
Trevor Nunley now with 3 points in the ball game. And the score 16-8. Hillcrest has doubled up on Mammoth Spring here in this first quarter. 28 seconds left in the quarter. Looks like the Bears may be content for the final shot of the quarter. Alex Merrill out front. He's holding on the basketball. They want it in his hands here as the clock winds down the final second for this first quarter. Alex Merrill on the dribble. Fakes the drive. His pass is by Stolen. Stolen by Clint Nunley. Quickly back up, though, excuse me, by Diamond. Delaney, I'll get a ride in a minute. Your score at the end of one quarter, 16-8. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on ESPN.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
We are back at Maynard High School, ready to start the second quarter, the 1A3 district semifinals. Hillcrest Screaming Eagles have the basketball leading by 8. It is James out front. He's guarded by Cole Young. Gets around Young. His pass is tipped. It's on the floor. Lester dives after it. And good sportsmanship there. Somebody, I believe it was Nunley, that helped Lester back up off the floor after the jump ball was called. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. 8-point Hillcrest lead. Bears on offense. They need some points here. They need a score here. Merrill has it. It's across the half court. Kind of angles to the right. Now back to the center of the floor. Goes right. Goes around the defender. Stops. Back out to Flynn. Zach drives in. Gives it to Cole Young. Back out to Flynn. Over to Lester. Ball then moves around the outside. Boy, Hillcrest really doing a good job moving their feet, not giving them anything easy. Skaggs off to Young, three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Long rebound controlled by Clinton Unlin.
You almost want to look at it. It looks like Hillcrest has a 2-3 defense on them, but, I mean, it changes up every time they come down the floor.
Switching the defense on them and making it hard for the Bears to figure out offensively where to get the open shot. Rebound by the Bears, Cole Young, as James finally missed one. Cole with the basketball out front. Gets it to Lester on the wing. Lester looking inside. Bounce pass into Merrill. Merrill swings it around. Flynn for three. It's good.
Bears needed that.
They really needed that. Three-pointer for Zach Flynn. Good to see that first one go in. Bears now with a little bit of a press. Boxing one, looks like. He's been off the floor, looking on the floor. Nice steal.
Here we go.
Cole Young driving in. He's going to put it up and make the bucket. Cole Young now with 6 points in the ball game, and the Bears are back to within three.
The Boston one is really bothering them here.
It seems to be giving them some problems. They back off of it now, step back in that zone. Bears playing the zone right now. It's got James out front dribbling the ball. He's directing traffic. James looking for the open man, finds Nunley. Trevor Nunley knocks down the three. This team can really shoot the ball. Scary thing is, for all Stater Rose is not playing, and they're playing this good. 19-13, 6-point Hillcrest lead. Merrill with it outside. He'll kick it out to Lester. Clint over to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Lester. Bears with the basketball. Cole Young. Spins in the lane, pull up jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Nunley. Quickly back the other way, Doyle with it. That's Bryson Doyle. Gives it in the corner to Delaney. Back out to Doyle. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Trevor Nunley high for that rebound. Got a size advantage. And
well, the thing, number four is Nunley, correct?
Yeah, Trevor Nunley.
I mean, he can shoot the ball outside, then you can put him down in the post. I mean, he's everywhere.
He's a big kid. Probably goes 6'3", 6'4". Shot up by Nunley. If we brag on him, he missed it. It's a rebound by his brother, or at least another Nunley. Anyway, Quint Nunley. And the lead's back out to 8, now 21-13.
He's got a rebound here.
Mammoth Spring with the basketball. They need some offense. You know, really, the only offense they've had so far is Cole Young going to the basket. Someone else has got to get involved here offensively. They did get a three from Zach Flynn earlier.
Well, we're talking pregame. Beat this team, you got to have at least four players firing on all cylinders.
And you got to have everybody play on their part.
There's got to have somebody step up here.
With the basketball. Harrell out front to Lester. Gives it to Flynn. To Young. Out to Skaggs. still a lot of time. Don't want to get in any hurry here. Take your time, get a good shot. Bears with it. Cole Young gets it around the skates. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Back out top of the key to Cole Young. Bears with the basketball. Cole Young looking for help. Finds Lester on the wing. Lester looking inside. And he had the ball knocked away, but it goes right to Cole Young. Mammoth Springs. Alex Merrill now has it out front. He's got Delaney on him. Pulls up for the jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by James. Caleb James. He'll bring it up the floor. James. Swings it around inside to Nunley. He can't get it to go. But there's Searle with a rebound back up and in.
Defense has not been able to stop him on that offensive rebound run.
Coach Mizwander really fired up.
Yeah.
He's throwing his arms in the air as they come to the sideline. His team is playing well. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, welcome back here to Maynard High School. 3:04 left in the first half. Right now, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles with a double-digit lead. They lead it by 10, 23-13. They have just been playing just about a perfect first half of basketball, rebounding, shooting, defensively, not giving the Bears a whole lot on offense. Cole Young driving in. Sam puts it off the glass. He was there again, but that one he left a little short. Doyle swings it around to James. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound by Zach Flynn, and he's going to be fouled. That helps. Get this thing slowed down a little bit.
Bears got to score the ball here.
2:40 left in the first half. Yeah, they've kind of went cold offensively, which kind of credit the Hillcrest defense.
Hillcrest has done a great job on that defensive end.
They're not giving them any looks at all. And there's one open look. Zach Flynn knocked it down. Bears with a basketball. Back out. Cole Young. Cole picks up his dribble. Comes out to Skaggs. Now to Merrill. Down to 2:20 to play in the first half. Lester has it on the wing, looking inside. They swing it around. Flynn for three. Oh, no good. That one came out of it in by Trevor Nunley. Yeah, we were standing right here in the right angle where we could see, and it looked like it was good. It was just a little short. Nunley for three. Oh, oh man. Doyle for three, and he stuck it in between the rim and the backboard. That ball is stuck. We've had two players hit it, trying to get it down, and it stayed there. Finally, James jumps up with both hands and knocks it loose. Bears will get the basketball. Bears on offense here. Merrill for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound. Number 25 just checked in. I'm going to have to check my roster here. Find out who he is. 25, that is Nick Powell. Nick Powell into the ball game. Shot up is no good. Rebound by Trevor Nunley. Back up. He can't get it to go. Rebound by Powell. His shot is blocked by Lester. Hillcrest still has it, and now there's going to be a foul on Mammoth Spring.
There's one thing I know about Coach Godwin is that he loses his mind over some offensive rebounds.
Yeah,
Bears have got to get a hold of the ball here.
You've got to block out. When you're playing a team as athletic as Hillcrest, you got to put your body on them.
That's exactly right.
Let them have a second shot. They're too good. 9 points now for Caleb James. Makes it an 11-point lead. Second shot on the way. It's good. James in double figures now with 10. Bears down by 12, 25-13. Cole Young on the high post. Picks up the dribble, gives it off to Lester, around to Flynn. Zach drives in, puts the shot up and in. Well, strong move to the basket by Zach Flynn.
Move by Zach.
The lefty put it up there. It bounced around a few times. It fell through. Trevor Nunley out now as Clint Nunley checks in. Zach Clint trying to complete a three-point play here. A run that the Bears really needed. He get out of it. Gets it back down into single digits. 9 points. Gilchrist leads. Caleb James done most of the ball handling here tonight. He'll bring it up the floor.
James has had one heck of a night.
Already with 10 points here in this first half. Almost lost it there. Gilchrist going to hold it for the final shot. He seemed to be dribbling around the outside. No shot yet. Pass is tipped and stolen by the Bears. Good defense by Manus Green. Quickly back the other way. Alex Merrill driving in, gives it to Lester. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Long rebound, and there's nobody back. Someone's got to stay back. Oh, they missed the layup, but the follow was good. Couldn't see from here. Could you see who it was?
Number 25,
Nick Powell with the follow. I had the referee between me and the rim. Lester with the basketball, 8 seconds. Lester drives in, puts it in.
Good score right before halftime here.
Lester now with 8 out of 6 points. Makes it a 9-point game after half, 27-18. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best touch puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family. Head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
And again, welcome back here to Maynard High School. Mammoth Spring Bears trailing at the half 27-18 as we take a look at the scoring through the first half of play. The Hillcrest Screaming Eagles were led by Caleb James. Caleb with 10 points. And then looks like 6 points for Trevor Nunley, 4 points for Clint Nunley, 5 points for Bryson Doyle, and 2 for Nick Powell for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Good balanced scoring. Cole Young, Zach Glenn, and Clint Lester all have 6 points apiece. And, is that right? Yes, 18. I had to do my math real quick. 6 times 3 is 18, correct?
Correct.
All right, so that's the scoring. No real foul trouble for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, Alex Merrill with 2 first-half outs. He's got to be careful. They have to have him out on the floor if they want to make any kind of comeback here. They trailed by as many as 12. They've got it down to 9 here at the half. We're going to take another break. We'll have more coming up here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And again, welcome back here to Maynard High School. It is halftime. The Mammoth Spring Bears trailing the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles 27-18 here at the half. I want to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, the Forster's Home Furnishing Store in Thayer and Alton, Thayer and Highland, excuse me. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home, Mammoth Spring there and Alton. Those are boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball. Again, we are at the half. Final game of the evening here, the final semifinal matchup, I should say. The Bears and the Hillcrest. Again, the winner of this one will play Ridgefield Christian tomorrow night. That should be a dandy game no matter who
that will
on.
Be.
The Ridgefield Christian team, we watched them play earlier, impressive team. As they got an easy win. Now, for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they really look good tonight. They cruised to a big win in their game over Armorell, 72-25.
Yeah.
I believe something like that. At 72-25, the final score there. The Lady Bears will move on to face Hillcrest tomorrow night in the championship game here at 6 o'clock. Of course, we'll be here for that on K Country 95. We're hoping we'll be back for two.
We're hoping.
But the Mammoth Spring Bears got to put together a really good second half here
in gear
against this Hillcrest team. All right, we again remind you, you can watch the game tonight. You can go to our website, econnewsnetwork.com. Just scroll down there a little bit past the banner at the top. You'll see the link there. Click on it. You can watch the game. Of course, that's brought to you by the Mammoth Spring School District. All right, looks like the referees are out. They're ready to go. The teams are in the huddle. They're getting instructions from their coaches. And I'm ready for the second half of basketball.
It's going to be a good one, that's for sure. Coach Godwin is not going to let this become a blowout.
I'm sure at halftime he had some words for his team to get them motivated here in this second half, to see if he can get together a game plan. The Hillcrest team, I mean, they just really played a good first half of basketball.
I know it's a bunch of what-ifs, but if this team could shoot the threes and make them that they have been shooting, we'd be right there with them.
Yeah, the Bears, well, Mitch Alice, Hillcrest is really, I mean, they've been there defensively on every play. It's been very few open shots for Mammoth Spring. It'll be Hillcrest basketball as we start this second half of play. Caleb James coming our way here. He's picked up by Cole Young as he crosses half court. Looks for the screen, goes to Nunley. The steal, and then stolen right back. Young had it, but then Caleb James with quick hands come right back and got it. James with the basketball out front. Kicks it over to Delaney. They work it inside to Nunley, and he travels. Trevor Nunley, that's a good start for the Mammoth Spring Bears.
Good defense.
It was good defense. They get the turnover on the first possession of the second half. Now see if they can get some points because of this 9-point lead.
Bears have got to convert here.
Alex Merrill with a basketball outside. Gets the screen. Comes out to Young. Cole almost lost it there. Backs it up. They go to the corner to Flynn. Back out to Merrill. Alex drives in. Back to Flynn. Skaggs to Lester on the right side. In high post to Young. Young spins in the lane looking for help. Kicks it out. Skaggs for three. Off the rim. No good. Oh, Merrill had the rebound but lost it. Off to Nunley. Nunley pushed the ball up the floor, but there's blue shirts waiting on it. Kicks it back out. Good job of the Bears getting back defensively. Everybody hustling back. With the basketball, James will back it all the way out. He's kind of on the right side of the floor, out behind the three-point line. Gives it over to Delaney. They swing it in the corner to Doyle. Back to Nunley. Trevor Nunley fires the shot up. Almost a follow dunk here by James. He comes flying in. I think if his teammate hadn't gotten away, he'd have got that. And we got a whistle, and I think they got a travel on Alex Merrill. Bears will set up the defense here. Nobody scored yet here in this third quarter. We played about a minute and a half. Actually, over a minute and a half. With the basketball out front, Delaney gives it to Doyle into the corner to Clint Nunley. And his pass is stolen by Young. Cole to the basket, puts it up. That shot is blocked against the backboard. Wow. I don't know, man. That was close.
That was.
He may have got to it. He was really above the rim there, pinned it on the backboard. And the Bears will inbound here. Inbound play, Justin Skaggs at half court. Justin will hand off to Alex Merrill. Alex around to Flynn. Zach drives in the lane, out to Skaggs. Long three-pointer, good.
Right there by the junior.
Justin Skaggs with a big bucket, his first three of the ball game. Bears back to within six and a turnover. Bears start to pick it up a little bit.
Bears catching the momentum.
Down six. 27-21, 5:41 left to play here in the third. Long way to go. Merrill looks to Coach Godwin. Set up the play. Young drives in, and we got a foul on the floor. Good job by Cole Young. Little head fake. Got the player kind of off balance. And Cole Young will inbound the basketball. Looking to come in. Brings it in to Merrill. Out to Lester. They swing it around. Back to Young. Cole drives in. Pull-up jumper is good. Tough shot.
What a shot.
Over the big man, Trevor Nunley. Put a high arc on it. Float it right through.
Hillcrest lets the pressure get to him right now.
Bears on defense, and they are really, really hustling, trying to get to every pass here. Mammoth Spring on defense. Trailing by four now, 27-23. Caleb James kicks it out. Delaney for three. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. And we got a travel card on the Bears. Cole Young. And they had Cole Young and Justin Skaggs both going for the basketball. Justin fell down. They called him for the travel. Good call to the referee. I know Bear fans don't like it, but they were two on the same team fighting for the basketball. Caleb James drives in the lane, and that's going to be a foul. A little extra foul there afterwards. Make sure that he didn't get the shot off. Bears, Cole Young, I believe, called for the foul. Bill Kressel inbound, looking to come in, still looking to get in to Nunley. He'll fire the jumper. That's no good.
That's automatic there by Nunley.
Yep. Alex Merrill, they kind of went cold a little bit here to start this second half. We're going to drive to the basket. Let's see what the call is. They're going to call the block, I believe, on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They're looking around, and I am too, wanting to know who got called. I don't know who the number was. Was it James? I couldn't see. They're on the other end of the floor.
I believe it was number 33.
Nope, that would be Bryson Doyle. Bryson Doyle, yep. Merrill missed the first free throw, knocked in the second.
That is Alex's first point of the ball game, and the Bears, I should say, are only down 3 points, 27-24.
We got to have him scoring points here.
Bears on defense. James Lawson, stolen by Young. Cole holds up. Now they'll set up the offense. 3-point ball game. Lester fake, drove in, kicks it out. Flynn for three. Off the rim, no good. Right for the rebound. Skaggs keeps it alive to Lester for two.
Good play there by the Bears, getting it. Skaggs to sophomore, keeping the junior, getting it to the senior. The Bears are feeling the momentum right now.
1-point ball game, 27-26. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Welcome back to Maynard High School. Looking at the scoreboard here, Mammoth Spring Bears on an 8-0 run. Hillcrest has not scored yet here in this second half. Playing almost 4 minutes. We're at 4:03 left in the third quarter. Hillcrest will inbound the basketball. Bears extending the pressure again. Change with the ball, picks it up. Almost traveled there, gets it to Doyle. He'll dribble across half court. Up the floor to Nunley. That's Quentin Nunley. To Trevor Nunley. Over to James. And they quickly get over on him. And James is going to be fouled. They are not letting him get anything going to the basket. Even after he got fouled, they fouled him again to make sure he didn't get the shot off.
You do not want him at the free throw line, that's for sure.
Well, you don't want him to get that confidence going. See one guy in. So you right. Go ahead. He already committed the foul. Make sure he don't make the shot. With the basketball now, James out front. Had a big first half with 10 first half points. Has not scored yet here in the third. Doyle has it in the corner. Right to Doyle, out to Nunley. That's Trevor Nunley. Trevor picks up his dribble, gives it to James. James looking for a screen, spins in the lane, and he's going to be fouled again. Bears getting into foul trouble now here in this third quarter. Still managed to hold the Screaming Eagle scoreless so far in this third quarter with 3:20 left to play in the third. Wide open, Delaney for three. Can't get to go. Lester pulls down the board.
Hillcrest is cold here starting out this third quarter.
They've got the one they want shooting. If we're not allowing James and Nunley to get open shots, making everybody else beat them and so forth, it works. They've held them scoreless through the first 5 minutes here of this third quarter. Bears can take the lead this trip down the floor. With the basketball, Cole Young thought about the three, didn't take it out to Skaggs. Justin holds on to the basketball. Bears in no hurry here. They've got the pace they want right now. So far, there has been 8 points scored in this quarter, all 8 by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Cole Young with the basketball. Trying to drive, does. He gets a head fake. He had four players fly by. Well, maybe three. I might have exaggerated a little. At least three of the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles went flying by. He draws the foul and will go to the free throw line, a chance to tie this game up.
Looks like them two guys are in sync.
Jumped together. Just watching the ballet here. Shot on the way. It's good for Cole Young. Cole now with 9 points in the ball game. Tie game, 27-all, 2:29 left, third quarter. Second shot is on the way. It's good. Young giving the Bears their first lead since it was 2-0.
Yeah.
They're on both leads. At least it's in the 4-3.
Yeah.
But the Bears now on defense, leading by one, 28-27. With a basketball, Caleb James out front. He's slowing things down now for Hillcrest. They're going to try to get him a good shot this time. James out to Doyle. He's double-teamed. Looking to get free. Pull in. Pull up jumper, I should say. No good. And Clint Lester pulls down the rebound.
Mammoth fans cross the way. They come alive. Good play by Mammoth there on the defensive end.
Bears have the basketball. Lester has it on the right wing. Gives it off to Merrill. He's guarded by Clint Nunley. Clint up on
Merrill. Merrill pulls up for the jumper, gets his own rebound, fakes back up and in. Alex Merrill's first field goal of the ball game puts the Bears up three.
That's a senior stepping up, doing senior things right there.
Got his own rebound. 30-27, we're going to have a reach-in foul now on Zach Glenn. And Zach, I can't believe it, but he reached across the body. And that foul on Zach, I believe, may be his third. Bears going to have to be careful here. They can't get anybody in foul trouble. The Hillcrest will inbound the basketball. Bears still not over the limit. Inbound play here. Clinton Nunley to bring the ball in. Hillcrest still looking for their first point. Bears stole it. They threw it in the backcourt. Nick Powell runs it down, though. So Hillcrest still with the basketball. Bears have outscored Hillcrest 12-0 here in this third quarter. We're down to a minute 14 left in the quarter. Nunley drives in, puts the shot up, followed by Caleb James. That was another nice follow by the big man for Hillcrest.
Hey, he had a little room. We might have seen a slam there.
Yeah, that is the first point of the second half for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Bears run a nice run. Now they've got to start another one here. Leading by one, 30-29. Lester picks up his dribble. They bring it out. Bears might be content here to get the final shot here in this third quarter with 37 seconds left to play, and I think that's what they're going to do is pull it out, try to run this clock down. This score in the favor of the Bears right now. It's a low-scoring ball game, 30-29, 23 seconds left, third quarter.
Who do you want the hands? Who do you want to hold the ball right here?
Cole Young, or excuse me, that is Skaggs. He picks up his dribble, gives it off to Merrill. Alex now with 12 seconds, back to Skaggs, around to Young. Young has been effective going to the basket. Drives in, had it stolen by Nunley. Nunley drives in, puts the shot up. Follow no good. Second follow no good. And at the end of three, your score, 30-29. Mammoth Spring Bears lead. The Hillcrest Screaming Eagles will take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
At Maynard High School, Bears will have the ball as we start the fourth quarter, leading by one, 30-29. Just got word the Fair Lady Bobcats with the win tonight. They beat Willow Springs, a final 57-46. And last report, the boys were losing their game to Willow Springs. We got a whistle on the other end of the floor. The ball's loose on the floor. A foul called against the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, number 25, Nick Powell. Bears almost turned it over there. Hillcrest trying to turn up the pressure here. They're down one. 7:46 left to play in this ball game.
Bears need a score here. I know you're up by one, but
want to get this bucket here. Want to keep the momentum. Outscoring Hillcrest in that third quarter, 12-2. They'd like to have another quarter like that here in the fourth. With the basketball, Lester to Flynn. Flynn looking inside, comes out to Young. Over to Skaggs. Justin hit a big three in that third quarter. Comes out to Young, right back to Skaggs. Skaggs to Merrill. Bears patient here on offense as they move the ball around the outside. Back out front to Skaggs. To Lester. Lester trying to drive the baseline. He's cut off. Double team. Kicks it out to Merrill. Alex driving in. Had the ball slapped and taken away. Good defense by Hillcrest. The Screaming Eagles looking to get the lead back on this trip down the floor. James is looking at the basket. He's not going to pass. shot up at him. You could see it in his eyes. He was taking that ball to the basket, and he did. He shot 14 on a nice spin move and bank off the glass.
He's done he's had a great game tonight.
14 points, four here, though, in the second half. He's scored all four of their second half points. Bears with the basketball. Young with it inside, looking for help, comes out.
He could not get inside. Two double teams there.
And he's had too many times where he's thrown the ball to the basket. They're going to make sure they cut his lane to the basket off so he can't get there. Merrill with it. Gives it out to Skag. Bears, again, they're in no hurry here. They're down one, but this is the pace they want. 31-30. A one-point ball game with the number five team in class one in the state of Arkansas. Zach Swin with the basketball. Gives it off to Young. Just Skaggs. Skaggs back to Young. Bears on offense. Merrill has it now, and he holds the ball out at half court. He'll hand it to Skaggs. Down to 5:42 left here in this fourth quarter. With the basketball, Justin Skaggs. Bears have held this ball here for over a minute without a shot. They're content just to move it around. I don't think they would care if they run this all the way down and get the last shot.
Exactly.
Take their chances on winning.
And they've let them.
Cole Young. Yeah, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles not really getting up and challenging them on the outside. Merrill open in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Nunley with a rebound. Trevor Nunley, big board there, gets it off to Caleb James. Caleb weaving through traffic. Kicks it over to Doyle. He'll put the shot up, gets his own rebound. Back out to James. And we got a tie-up and a foul is going to be called on the Mammoth Spring Bears.
Cole Young
called for the foul for Cole. I can't see the shot. I've got him for two, but it may be three.
That's what it says.
Two fouls on Young. Inbound play here. Caleb James with it. He'll go to basket. Puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. James is taking over right now. He has scored all six of their points here in the second half. Makes it a three-point Hillcrest lead, and he'll go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. And I believe that foul was on Zach Quinn. Zach called for the foul, and I have lost count on the fouls. Caleb James with the free throw. He has 17, four-point Hillcrest lead. Still anybody's ball game, lots of time. Lester with it. He picks up his dribble, finds Merrill in the corner. Well, that three that Merrill had earlier, if that could have fell, that would have been big. Driving in, kicking it out. Skaggs thought about it, didn't take it. Lester in the corner, kicks out to Flint. Bears again patient here, down four. Still lots of time here, don't want to get in no hurry. Alex Merrill drives in, kicks it out. Skaggs for three. It's on the way. It's good. Justin Skaggs.
Big shot there by Skaggs.
Another big three. His second here in the second half. It's a one-point ball game. Bears almost with a steal there. Caleb James, though, comes up with it. Leans in, and he's going to draw a foul. Quint Lester, good job there, not allowing that layup.
Now Hillcrest in the bonus.
Hillcrest will go to the free throw line. That'll be two shots. He was in the act of shooting. He would have shot free throws anyway, but Caleb James with 17 points. He scored seven here in the second half, which is what the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles have, is seven. Right now they are missing their all-stater Colton Rhodes.
They are.
Give him another offensive player.
And this James guy, he stepped in. He took his spot. Honestly, I mean, you've got to have somebody to step up and take the spot after your best player.
Well, James is a good player. I don't know. I mean, at the last game that I did, he did the same thing. He was dominant. The last game that I did was Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest.
DeRose was out too, though, wasn't he?
He was. Mammoth Spring down by two with the basketball. Clint Lester, excuse me, drives in. Merrill for three, off the rim, no good. The fight for the rebound, tipped and controlled by James.
That would have been a big shot there.
That would have been. That's a couple of them that they've had that they couldn't get the ball down. James now with the basketball.
And I believe that Hillcrest now going to spread it out here and try to take some time as well. They have a two-point lead with 3:16 to play. Gag comes up on James. James to the basket. Puts the shot up and draws the foul. He's getting to the basket, but they're not giving him anything. He's going to have to earn them at the free throw line.
Merrill would have kept his feet planted there.
It's hard not to challenge that shot when it's right there in front of your face. Shot on the way by James was good. Caleb James now with 19 points in the ball game. Merrill with three. He's got to watch it here. Second free throw is good. We got a timeout. It's a four-point Hillcrest lead, 37-33. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
We are back here at Maynard High School, 3:08 left to play in this one. A good ball game. This is what we kind of was hoping for. 37-33, Mammoth Spring trailing Hillcrest by four. The Bears trying to advance into the championship. The winner of this one will play Richfield Christian tomorrow night at 7:30. Of course, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be playing for the championship tomorrow. They take on Hillcrest in the championship game for the 1A3 district tournament. Hillcrest back out on the floor. They come back to the same five that left. It is Caleb James, Bryson Doyle, John Delaney, along with Nick Powell, who am I missing? Clint Nunley. For the Bears, they come back. Justin Skaggs, Alex Merrill, Clint Lester, Cole Young, and Zach Wynn. We got them all. Those five have not left the floor for the Bears. No subs so far. They've got to be getting tired. But they do this a lot.
They do.
They're in shape, and they're ready to finish this one out. Bears with the basketball. Merrill out to Lester. They swing it around. Skaggs with it. Four-point ball game down to 2:49 to play. Plenty of time. Merrill has it out front. He's got Delaney on him. He'll back it all the way back out, almost a half court, and they'll set up the offense. Merrill over to Lester. They swing it in the corner. Three-pointer by Flynn is short. And the ball, Coach Godwin is hopping down on the sideline. He thought the player came in from out of bounds. I got it. It was right to me. I was wide open.
Should have shot it.
Turnover. No, it's the wrong end. Turnover on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Bears will head the other way.
Bears got to convert.
Alex Merrill with the basketball. Looking inside, he'll come back out to Skaggs. Skaggs, one dribble, over to Lester, to Flynn. Flynn to Merrill. Merrill, spinning, trying to get free, picks up his dribble. Looks, his pass is tipped and taken. Good defense by Caleb King. A minute 58, Bears now have to get a turnover. They've got to come get the basketball. They're down four with a minute 52 to play. James drives to the basket. Looks like he took a couple of steps there. Kicks it back out, gives it to Doyle, back to James. James with Cole Young on him, trying to spin free. The ball loose on the floor. They picked it up. Oh, nice play, Clint. Nunley could get it to go, and the Bears commit the foul. They had the wide open layup, and I think Nunley rushed it just a little.
I think that may be Clint Lester's fifth foul.
Clint Lester committing the foul, was it? And it is Clint's fifth foul. That's big. Quinn has played well tonight. Again, 8 points in the ball game, but his job on the boards. And that's going to get Gavin Boddy, the freshman, just his second varsity game here, and he's getting in a crucial time. Game on the line, a minute 35 to play. Bears down four, district semifinal. Nunley, free throw good. Clint Nunley with 5 points now. And it makes it a five-point lead.
You got your freshman Gavin Boddy in the game. Had a good night the other night. Maybe put him on the three-point line. Let him try one.
See if he can get one to go.
someone's got to get some shots to go down. They need points in a hurry. They back off Merrill. He drives it to the basket. Over the lip of the rim, just barely rolled over. They get the bucket to fall, makes it a four-point game, takes the timeout. With a minute 26 to play, we'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on ESN.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back again to Maynard High School. We're down to a minute 26 to play here in the final game in the semifinals of the 1A3 district tournament. If you weren't with us earlier, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a big win over Armorell 72-25. It was Ridgefield Christian Senior Boys with a win as they beat Crowley's Ridge Academy 53-35. Game that just finished up a few minutes ago. It was... I've lost who it was. Now, it was Hillcrest girls defeating Maynard, right?
Right. 62-59.
And now
got thrillers back-to-back now.
Now the Mammoth Spring boys and the Hillcrest boys going at it down to the final minute 26. It's a four-point ball game. Hillcrest the inbound, looking to come in. Still looking. Bears, good defense here. And timeout called by Coach Mills Wander. He wants to call things over. They were having problems getting the ball in. And give us a chance again to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Fair boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home and Mammoth Spring Fair in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forcer's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are boosters for Bear Basketball for the 2019-20 season. And, man, what a season it's been. It's been fun.
It's been a roller coaster.
22 wins and 12 losses on the year so far, and we're not done.
We're not.
No matter what happens here tonight, we'll be playing again next week. I keep saying we. I mean the Mammoth Spring Bears will be playing next week. So the Bears, but they're not done here tonight. They want to play tomorrow night here at Maynard. They're going to try to cut into this four-point lead or try to see if they can make a run here. Caleb James with a basketball, and now we got a foul. Oh, Justin Skaggs thought he got over in time to take the charge. He didn't. He got called for the foul, and Caleb James is going to go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. James at the line.
It's only Justin's third foul, I'm pretty sure.
Caleb James with 20 points in the ball game. I don't think anybody else has scored for Hillcrest here in the second half.
James has had a great game.
I'll tell you here in just a minute. First shot on the way is good. Caleb James now with 21. He has 21. They had that's 11 second half points for James. So he scored all of their points but two in this second half.
You got that other freshman checking in, play Tuesday night.
Nathaniel Rogers in the ball game. Nathaniel hit a big three there at the end of the ball game on Tuesday, so maybe he can knock one down here.
He needs to.
Another one of those freshmen who was all district junior in the junior boys. Caleb James knocks them both down. Now it's a six-point ball game. They need three fast.
He's one now here more than ever.
Got to get a three. Young to Skaggs. Skaggs thought about it, didn't take it out to Merrill. Bears need to get the points in a hurry. Merrill sends in his pass. It's blocked and taken by the Screaming Eagle. Almost a steal. It is a steal. Justin Skaggs. Justin with the basketball out to Merrill. Merrill looking to get three. He needs to find somebody open. He does. Cole Young for three. That's no good. Rebound by Delaney. He gets it to James. That's who they want to have the basketball. Nice sportsmanship. James goes over to help Justin Skaggs up second time in a row. He's helped him up after a charge.
Justin Skaggs could have got there just
after a block, I should say.
0.1 seconds more. We might have had another call.
This one's starting to look like it's getting away from the Bears here. Caleb James, not the one you want at the free throw line. He's got 21 points in the ballgame. As he steps to the line here to shoot two, double bonus. Caleb's first free throw is up, and it is good. 22 for James. 12 in the second half. That's 10 in the first, and he didn't score but two in that third quarter. The only score. 23 for James. It's an 8-point ball game now. 47 seconds left. Bears can't waste any time. They got to go to the basket. They do. Alex Merrill. That helps get some points with the clock stop.
That would have been huge and one right there.
Merrill at the line to shoot the free throws here. 8-point Hillcrest lead. Shot on the way. It's good for Merrill. Merrill's had kind of a quiet night. They've been all over him, though. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Makes it a 7-point Hillcrest lead. Merrill sets for the second. It's on the way. It's good. Merrill with seven. Inbound play now for Hillcrest. They'll bring it in to James, and he's going to run away from the defense, and a foul called on Zach Brown. Bears going to make them earn this free throw line here. 40 seconds left to play. It's a 6-point ball game. Caleb James padding his stats here as he keeps going to the line. And a nice night. Good basketball player. James' first one is good. Rolled over the lip of the rim. He's made five in a row now at the free throw line. He's got 25 points as he sets for the second. It's on the way. And he missed it after I said he made five in a row. Sorry about that, Caleb. Three-pointer on the way for Merrill. No good. Rebound by James. And he's going to pull it out of there. Bears probably just going to let it go here. It's only 25 seconds left to play. Finally, the foul is committed, and Caleb James a chance to add to his total. Thought maybe the Bears were going to concede there on that. Down by, well, just 7 points. I mean, there's still plenty of time here, 24.9. He run off some time on the clock just by using his quickness to stay away from us. 26 now for Caleb James. He's made six out of his last seven at the free throw line. Second shot on the way is no good. He's helped him out the last two times down, but the Bears can't get anything to go offensively. Three-pointer is blocked. Picked back up by Skaggs. He can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. Big jump ball that belonged to Mammoth Spring. Looks like it may be too little too late. 8-point lead. 45-37. Merrill behind the line. Got to get a shot off. There it is. Shot on the way. No good. And they'll just hold the ball, and that's going to do it. 45-37, your final. The Hillcrest Screaming Eagles will advance to the championship to take on Ridgefield Christian tomorrow night here at Maynard High School.